Well, on Monday we had the feast day of the archangels, Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. Today the church gives us the feast day of the holy guardian angels. It's always been a teaching of the church based upon sacred scripture that each one of us has a guardian angel that's given to us at the beginning of our life and remains with us until eternity. We see in the writings today of sacred scripture, first the book of Exodus, where God says, "I am sending an angel before you to guard you on the way and bring you to the place I have prepared." So we see that the angel is a guardian, it's a protector, and a guide. Be attentive to him and heed his voice. So we need to be open and listen to the inspirations of our guardian angel. It says, do not rebel against him. My authority resides in him. If you heed his voice and carry out all I tell you, I will be an enemy to your enemies and a foe to your foes. And again, my angel will go before you, is a common theme of sacred scripture. So to listen to the inspirations and suggestions of your guardian angel. Then in Psalm 91, we heard, no evil shall befall you, nor shall affliction come near your tent. For to his angels he has given command about you, and they will guard you in all your ways. So we have this theme. In fact, angels are mentioned 700 times in the Bible, both of the Old and New Testament together. Imagine that, 700 times. And then we have a very clear evidence of guardian angels from the Lord's teaching today in Matthew chapter 18. See that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. So every one of us does have a guardian angel. That angel is always in heaven worshiping God before the beatific vision of the Blessed Trinity. And yet that angel can also be with us and watch over us, protect us, and keep us safe from physical and spiritual harm. And then we look at the fathers of the church. If you have your Magnificat handy, take a look at this wonderful quote from St. Basil the Great, who died in 378. He taught that each and every member of the faithful has a guardian angel to protect, guard, and guide them through life. And the great St. Bernard of Clairvaux writes that angels are a proof that heaven denies us nothing that assists us, and that these celestial spirits have been placed at our sides to protect, instruct, and to guide us. Again, so you see that theme that guardian angels are a special sign of God's love for us. And when we know that the angel is always with us, and as scripture says, to guide us in all of our ways. So the saints say that regarding the angels, we should have to do three things. Number one, we should respect the presence of the angel in our life, our guardian angel. Second, we should increase our devotion to our guardian angel every day because of their loving service and be devoted to them. And third, have confidence in their protection. So we should try to love and honor our guardian angels as much as we can. They are truly one of our best friends and will help us to get to heaven. So show great devotion, great attention, great affection for your guardian angel. Many people have found it helpful to give their guardian angel a name. And it's something that, you know, it's not official, but many people have found that helpful, to give their name to a guardian angel. I heard this morning that one person called their guardian angel Houston. I thought that was an interesting name, but they said, the reason why I do it is I say, Houston, I've got a problem. Okay? And so that is whatever can help you to have a more personal relationship with your guardian angel. One of the books I read in high school and maybe in college was a great Christian novel called This Present Darkness by Frank Peretti. He's wrote a lot of Christian novels. And even though it's not Catholic, it's very biblical about the role of the angels. If you've ever read that book, This Present Darkness, you'll see that there's always an invisible battle going on between the angels and the demons, even though we don't see it. And it's a very good book because it talks about the earthly, but then it goes back and forth with what the angels and the demons are doing as well. They're fighting their battle while we're fighting ours. And when the church prays and asks the intercession of the guardian angels, it gives much more power to the guardian angels to act on our behalf. If we don't talk about the angels, if we don't pray to them, if we don't ask their help, then we limit their influence and power in our life. So I would recommend that we pray the prayer to St. Michael the Archangel every single day, that you say your guardian angel prayer every day when you wake up, that your guardian angel will light, guard, rule, and guide you that day. Maybe when you go to sleep, you can say the angel of God prayer again. So it may be a prayer for children, but as Jesus says in today's gospel, unless we turn and become like little children, we cannot enter the kingdom of God. So if we ever think we've outgrown the angel of God prayer, just listen to those words of Jesus, that in order to get to heaven, we have to become like a little child. And certainly our guardian angels, who are signs of God's love for us, will continue to intercede for us. So the more we honor them, respect them, pray to them, talk to them, the more influence and power they can have in our life. And so we pray, holy guardian angels, pray for us.